Look, Ruffles, there are a lot of people out to lunch today. Wouldn't it be nice to walk around in the sun, just like you belong? Roxy squeezed the stuffed ostrich tightly to her empty stomach, trying not to think about being hungry. She amused herself by checking out the bottoms of all the busy pedestrians who passed by the alley. Positioned just inside the entrance, she sat on a piece of cardboard on the cold concrete. Her backpack cushioned her spine from the rough, red brick wall. People rushed by in all shapes and sizes. No one noticed her in the shadows as she sat quietly watching. It was almost time for him to pass the alley. She had noticed him about a week ago. The bright sunlight reflected off his shiny black hair, almost as if he had a halo. In contrast, his neatly trimmed beard and mustache led her to decide he was the definition of debonair. The stranger was always courteous and displayed the best of manners, treating others with care. Physically, he was tall and always impeccably well-dressed in a tailored suit. The back of his jacket flowed smoothly from his muscled shoulders to his rounded, muscular buttocks. Roxy had always been a fan of strong, powerful men. An aura surrounded him with self-confidence and authority. She had decided that he must live in the hotel. He left in the morning and returned with coffee each day. Occasionally, he would walk to the adjacent parking garage to drive the sleek gray convertible out for the evening. "Hey, Roxy, you hungry?" A kind voice came from behind her. Thankful that her thoughts had only distracted her from hearing this particular man's approach, she knew he was safe. Others would have taken advantage of her absorption in people-watching to hurt her. Some people looked for a victim to pick on and enjoyed causing pain or hardship.
"Hi, Jim. Time to take the trash out today?"
Roxy asked, smiling at the young custodian who was so nice to her.
"The chef was throwing out a tray of sandwiches that didn't get eaten at yesterday's reception. I got a bag and nabbed several before I dumped the tray."
He held out a bag of four slightly crumpled sandwiches and a heavy jar of chunky peanut butter.
"Becky found the peanut butter jar in the trash of one of the guest suites. It hasn't been opened."
Jim reassured her, smiling as he thought about his adorable fiancée Becky, who worked as a concierge at the front desk.
"I don't want to jeopardize her job, but thank Becky for me. And thank you. Are you sure it's okay if you bring me some food? I don't want you to get into any trouble with your boss."
She worried as Jim heaved the bin up to dump a large trash barrel into the dumpster close to Roxy.
"I don't want him to get into any trouble either. Want to tell me what's going on here?"
A deep voice from the mouth of the alley spoke with a sharp edge.
"Mr. Herrera, let me introduce you to Roxy. She has run on some bad luck and lives in this alley. We met about 2 weeks ago. I usually share my sandwich with her when I take my lunch break. Today, the kitchen was discarding leftover sandwiches from our reception. I gave Roxy a couple instead of throwing them in the dumpster. You can see the others in the bin. I'm worried about her, sir,"
Jim said honestly.
Miguel Herrera scrutinized the young, fit man in front of him. His hair was cut in military style. As the owner of such a large hotel, he tried to learn the names of all his employees. Jim Cooper's name was easy to recall. He'd just seen his application to head the security division of the large hotel. Miguel had dismissed his impressive application as embellished when he'd seen Jim currently worked as a custodian. Now facing the obvious, trained readiness of his employee, he realized that Jim's military background had been accurate. This man would be capable of creating a safe environment for his elite guests from all over the world. He mentally shook his head at his mistake. He ran his fingers along his jawline to give himself a bit of time to think. He noticed a motion to the side, and due to years of training in the hotel business, he remembered the name he had just heard from Jim.
"Roxy?"
He turned to the young woman who had scrambled to her feet. She held a thick piece of cardboard in one hand and the bag of stale, withered sandwiches in the other.